Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. The date today is the 15th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Okay, my name is Annabelle Matheru. My date of birth is the 29th of July 1964 and I come from Leamington Spa in Warwickshire.
And how are you today?
Not too bad. This is more nerve-wracking than the thought of going on the plinth, I think.
How did you first hear about this project?
Well, the first time I heard about it was when a friend of mine in the office heard about it, and she said, "Oh, I think you'd be interested in this," and I was. I've seen Anthony Gormley's work, so I was very keen to get involved, and I quite like being the limelight and felt this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I signed up straight away.
Brilliant. And what happened when you found out you got a place?
Oh, well, I was very shocked, actually. Things like this don't happen to me, so it was quite a shock to find out I got a place, but very excited as well.
Great. And how did you decide what you were going to do with your hour in the
pinch? Well, I sort of went from idea to idea, and then because I work for Warwickshire County Council's Road Safety Unit, I thought it would be quite nice to do a road safety theme. And although I'm not a lollipop lady myself, I do help with the supervision of lollipop ladies throughout the county. So we suddenly struck on this idea that it would be very visual to wear a school crossing patrol outfit. And you wanted a cross-section of British society, and really the lollipop lady is quite a British thing, really. So we just thought it would be really good. So that's when I decided to do this.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your experience of working for Warwickshire County Council?
Yes, well, I work in the road safety education, which my particular job is to deal with educating from birth to age 11 when children go off to secondary school, and it covers every aspect of education for those ages. We've just introduced a road safety club, which was a little bit like the old Tufty Club, but is now called the Little Green Bear Club, which is going really well. I do pedestrian training, and as I say, I help with the lollipop ladies as well. Lollipop ladies and men, I should say.
And how's working with lollipop ladies?
They're fantastic. We've got about 90 in Warwickshire, and once a year we have a get together, which is where they all meet up during the daytime and we put on lunch, and they are the most fantastic bunch. They're all ages. We've got a boy who I think has just turned 19 up to people who are well into their 80s, and we've even had a couple this year who have been doing it for 40 years. They don't get paid that much. They work odd hours because they have to be there for about 3/4 of an hour in the morning and 3/4 of an hour sort of halfway through the afternoon. So it really is a job that they do because they love it and they care about the children more than from what they can get out of the job. But it's fantastic, and they're a crazy bunch. They really are.
How long have lollipop ladies been in existence?
Well, I don't know. As I say, we've had some for over 40 years. I've got a feeling they probably were introduced after the Second World War, but I can't say for sure. Yeah. But they've been around for a while.
Brilliant. And so how are you going to perform the lollipop lady's role on the clip?
Well, I didn't think I would perform sort of too much for the audience or the camera, although I shall just play it by ear. If people want to speak to me, then I will talk back to them. But I will try and, for the first half an hour or so, have quite a statuesque pose, I think. But I have got some lollipops in my pocket. That's why if there's any children around, and I don't know if it's a bit too late for small children to be around, but if there is any around, I shall gently throw them a lollipop from the lollipop lady.
Fantastic. What it means for you personally to stand up on the fourth plinth?
Well, for me personally, just to do something that I will probably never, ever, ever have the opportunity to do before is just fantastic. To be part of this project is absolutely great. I shall be boring people with this for years to come. It's just fantastic. And as I say, it's just amazing.
Yeah. What do your friends and family think about it?
A lot of them think I'm totally mad. A lot of friends think, oh, can you do that? I don't think I could do that. But they're all really behind me, and they think it's hysterical. And actually, the people who know me aren't that surprised, because I'm up for anything, really. I'm always up doing crazy things. So this is just wonderful. So they're not that surprised.
What So you have to, have you done things like this before?
Well, as I say, if there's a strange photo opportunity, and for my job, I mean, one day I got involved in the Drink Drive campaign at Christmas, so I stood in the middle of Rugby Town Centre dressed up in a evening dress and handing out cocktails, non-alcoholic cocktails. So I don't mind making a bit of a fool of myself, although I don't think I'll be a fool today. No.
And can you tell me a little bit more about your own background?
I've been married now for 16 years to my husband Daljeet. We actually had two weddings because my husband is a Sikh and I was brought up a Christian. So we had a church wedding one weekend and then we had a Sikh wedding the next weekend. So if he forgets my anniversary the first time, he's always got a week left to remember my anniversary. We have two children, James who's 16 and Alice who's 14, and they're both come down here today as well. That's basically it. I was born in Yorkshire, but I've lived most of my life in Warwickshire, doing various jobs, but now I've landed in road safety and that sort of led me here today.
What's important to you, would you say, in your life at the moment?
The main thing I worry about is my family, not just my children and my husband, but my mother's in her 80s, so I worry about her. I worry about the future, what's going to happen to them. So those are the main things in my life. But also I feel very strongly about where the country's going, the community, and maybe we're being consumed by greed, I don't know. So those are my main concerns. And yeah.
Who are you doing this for?
Oh, I suppose, to be honest, I've got to say I'm doing it for myself, although I think actually the amount of publicity I've got for school crossing patrols has been great. I've done lots of radio interviews and paper interviews, and I've put across that it's a thank you to the work that they do. And also we've had a bit of a campaign about the stop sign actually does mean stop, and it has the same power as a red traffic light or a policeman. And in Warwickshire, and I presume all over the country, we've had lots of incidences where cars have just ignored it. So while they've been crossing children, the cars have driven through. And hopefully it's raised a bit of publicity for that campaign as well. But I've also done it because I just want the project to succeed. And I was a little bit worried when I first heard about it. Ooh, will they have enough people come forward? I better put my name down. But I don't think I needed to worry about that. So.
And was it the democratic nature of the project that inspired you? Was that a big part of it?
I think so. And the fact that I didn't have to be anybody in particular was an attraction. I didn't have to pass a test or do a performance and be judged. It was purely random. So I and everybody else had as much chance as each other, and that was quite appealing, yes.
And how do you feel about being a woman and standing on the fourth plinth? Does that have particular resonance?
Well, I notice all the statues around here are all of men, and because I've been quite addicted to the website already, I've noticed being quite a lot of women of a certain age on there, which I think is fantastic. And I do think we're a very youth in culture at the moment, and it's such a shame because the majority of people aren't young. The majority of people are there's a huge portion who are women who are 30 years and upwards, who have got wonderful talents, wonderful lives, wonderful experience. And I think we should be out there celebrating, putting ourselves forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Is there anything else that you would like to say about being part of this project?
No, but just thank you to Anthony Gormley for thinking of this wonderful project. He could have put a normal statue up there and we'd all have thought it was brilliant, but he's let people like me up there.
And then your outfit, can I just ask you to say a bit about your uniform?
Yes, I've got the summer uniform on. I did pack a winter uniform in case it was absolutely tipping with rain. I'm going to take a gamble because I think it would be far too hot. So it's a fluorescent yellow and red with reflective stripes on it, which is what they would wear on the road. I've also got a bright yellow baseball cap. They have to wear this full uniform with the lollipop pole as well. So they have to carry all that to be legally able to stop the traffic. The only time they don't have to carry the pole is if it's extremely windy and it could be dangerous. But that's what it is. Hopefully there'll be no lightning around either.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.